Amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we get started on this podcast, let's pray. Thank you, God. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Lord, because you've given me the opportunity to preach your word. You've given me, Lord, the opportunity to hallelujah, Lord, to be to preach, Lord, to everybody who is in need, to everybody, Lord, to everybody, Lord, who has any like problems or difficulties, Lord, to everyone, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you bless them, Lord, those who are listening, that you bless them, that if they have any sickness or problem, that you heal them, that you deliver them, Lord, and let me be able to preach your word, God, hallelujah, so that it can penetrate into the hearts, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen, brothers. So let's start here by amen. Amen. We're gonna read the word of God and what the word of God says. Amen. We're gonna start here by reading in Matthew chapter 24. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 and on. Hallelujah. It says here in verse 3, it says, "While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and said, 'Tell us, when will these things happen, and what is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' Jesus replied to them, 'Watch out that no one deceives you.'" So, if you notice here, the first question that the disciples ask is what will be the sign of the end times? Many people are ignorant and they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear about the signs of the end times. And they don't want to hear what's going on. And so here the disciples are showing interest on what's going on. And here in verse 5, and here in verse 4 says, this is Jesus replied to them. The first thing he said is, watch out that no one deceives you. Because he knew that many people would come to deceive them. And that many people, here it says, verse 5, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will deceive many. So many people, many false Christs, many false messiahs would come and try to deceive people by saying, I am the Christ. I am the anointed one. You know, I'm going to save you guys. I'm going to be your savior. Verse 6 says, you're going to hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not alarmed, because these things must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, amen, and earthquakes in various places. All these events are the beginning of labor pains. And then, so right here, what we're experiencing, this coronavirus, is just the beginning of what's to come. It's just the beginning of what's going to come upon all the world. But let me tell you the good news. When these things start to get in, like, to their worst, we are going to be raptured. We're going to be taken to heaven. God is going to rapture his church before the tribulation begins. There's going to be a period that's going to come to this earth of tribulation that's going to come upon the earth and upon many people who have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we who have believed, we who have been saved and who have been called by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, we're going to be saved. We're going to be saved from this perverse world when the tribulation comes upon us. And I want to read you some verses that actually say this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, amen. We're going to go all the way to verse 50. We're going to go to verse 50. To verse 53. And so it says, what I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this: flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor can corruption inherit incorruption. Listen, I'm telling you a mystery. We will not all fall asleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible body must be clothed with incorruptibility, and this mortal body must be clothed with immortality. Amen. And another verse here that we can find is 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 to 18. Says, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, concerning those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For we say this to you by a word from the Lord. We who are still alive at the Lord's coming will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel's voice, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are still alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Verse 18 says, therefore encourage one another with these words. And so here we have proofs that the Bible says that we will be raptured before the tribulation starts. And for those who believe in a post tribulation rapture or a mid tribulation rapture, here are three verses for you to keep in mind. Let's go to again 1 Thessalonians, that same letter, chapter 1 verse 10. Amen. It says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. See, Jesus is going to rescue us from the coming tribulation. Amen. And also, if you go to in that same letter, 1 Thessalonians, but this time, chapter 5. And verse 9. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And one final verse will prove this. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Right here it says, because you have kept my command to endure, I will also keep you from the hour of testing that is going to come on the whole world to test those who live on the earth. So God is going to keep us. He's not going to let us he's not going to let us stay here in these times of terrible tribulation and in persecution. You know, that's going to come upon the whole world because of God's wrath. It's going to be poured out upon everyone, and he's going to exempt us from that tribulation. Amen. And there is something right now, even though this world is right now, we think that this world is at its worst, right? With all this coronavirus disease happening and all other things like wars, earthquakes, and all that stuff that's going around the world, we think that it's at the worst that it can get. But the Bible says that there is worse to come yet. But the only reason why the tribulation and the Antichrist, who is the enemy of God, who will set himself up in the temple of God as if he were God, he's going to pretend to be God, and he's going to take like the throne of God, like in the temple, and he's going to pretend to be the Messiah, who will, you know, deceive many in the tribulation and also persecute the people of Israel. He is not allowed yet to be manifested, because there's something, even though this world we think it's at its worst right now, it's not, because it can get much worse. But something is restraining the world, and something is restraining the Antichrist from coming and the world from getting worse. And we're going to read that again in 1 Thessalonians 2, yeah, I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians 2, right, it says, now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to be easily upset or troubled, either by a prophecy or by a message or by a letter supposedly from us alleging that the day of the Lord has come. So he's warning everybody there. Just don't be misled by anything that might come up, you know, like saying, you know, that the day of the Lord has come. Because in another verse of the Bible, it says in Matthew 24, it says that the coming of the Lord will be as visible as lightning flashing from the east to the west. So verse 3 says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For the day will not come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The man doomed to destruction. He's talking about the Antichrist there. Verse 4, he opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God, or object of worship, so that he sits in God's temple proclaiming that he himself is God. Verse 5, don't you remember that when I was still with you, I used to tell you about this? Verse 6, here's my key verse here. And you know what currently restrains him so that he will be revealed in his time. The question is, what is restraining the Antichrist from coming and deceiving the world? What is restraining the world from getting worse? Nobody but God himself could restrain the Antichrist. But God has chosen to work through his chosen instrument, that's us, the church. So while we're here on earth, the Antichrist cannot come. The Antichrist cannot appear. So when God raptures us to heaven, the Holy Spirit of God will also be removed. Like the restraining force that is God working through us will be removed, so that the Antichrist will be able to do his horrible works. You know, and then here verse 7 says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one now restraining will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. See, it says, and then the Antichrist will be revealed. The Lord Jesus will destroy him with the breath of his mouth and will bring him to nothing at the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is based on Satan's working with all kinds of false miracles, signs, and wonders, and with every wicked deception among those who are perishing. They perish because they did not accept the love of the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that all will be condemned, those who did not believe the truth but delighted in unrighteousness. So basically right there, it's another confirmation that those who are left at the rapture will have to face the wrath of God, and also the what's going to happen when the Antichrist comes here, all the world dominion that he's going to set up. And there's many things that are prophesied that are going to happen, which we'll cover into more detail. This is the beginning of a long series I'm going to do on the end times. Amen. But it includes such things as what's going to happen in the tribulation. You know, we know that the Antichrist is going to set up a world government. And he's going to change everything. You know, right now, people are free to worship. They have freedom of worship. But in the tribulation, the Antichrist will force everybody to receive the mark, a mark that he will impose on everybody. And by so doing, the mark kind of signifies that you worship the Antichrist. And so you have to, so the Bible says that in the tribulation times, to be able to buy and to sell, you have to have the mark of the Antichrist on you, or else you will be tortured and executed. So I urge you right now, I'm going to close this podcast here. And I urge you right now, brothers and sisters, you know, if you haven't given your heart to God, if there's something in your heart that if there's something in your life that you haven't surrendered to God, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, if you have not saved by Jesus Christ, you have to come to Him. You have to receive His presence into your heart. You have to know what the Bible says about getting saved and being converted, you know, to the Lord and turning over your life to Him, because that's the only thing that can save you. Let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, that when the final trumpet rings and the Lord calls all of His saints to meet Him in the air, 1 second after the rapture, it will be too late for you. If you have made your decision to ignore the commandments of God if you've made your decision to ignore what he has said, if you have made your decision to ignore prophecy and everything that's been foretold, then what's going to happen is that when the trumpet sounds and the church is raptured into the air, then it's going to be too late for you and you're going to have to endure the horrors of the tribulation. Now, the Bible says that you know, people will get a second chance in the tribulation. Even though, you know, some weren't raptured, they will be able to have a second opportunity in the tribulation. But let that not mislead you, okay? Let me first read here Revelation 7. Right? Revelation 7. It says here. Verse 9. After this I looked, and there was a vast multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language, which no one could number, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and along with the elders and the four living creatures, they fell face down before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these people in white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." Then he told me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." So these people who have missed the rapture will have So it appears that there's going to be a great revival in tribulation times, and many people are going to come to the Lord. But let this not confuse you. Do not be deceived. If you do not accept the Lord right now, it's easy for you. You know, because we're still under the blood of the Lamb. God made a sacrifice for us, and we're in the period that is called the period of grace, where you can come freely and at no cost and come before God, and you could ask forgiveness of your sins, and you could repent, and God will save you from the coming tribulation, and he will rapture you, and you will be part of the church that is raptured. So it's easy now. But if you miss out the, like, so, like, for example, if you say, it's okay. I mean, even if I don't get raptured with the church, I mean, I can still be saved in the tribulation. Don't get confused. Do not deceive yourself. It will be harder for you to come to Christ in the tribulation, because if you do, if you miss the rapture, what's going to happen is that you will be tortured. You will be martyred. If you come to Jesus in the tribulation, you will be martyred for your belief. You will be killed. You will be tortured. And there will be many plagues that will come, and you're going to have to take part in all of that because you missed out on the truth while you still could. So I advise you, brothers and sisters, to not delay. Do not hesitate. Come to Jesus before it's too late. The trumpet could sound at any moment. Jesus is at the door. You don't know how close Jesus is. The Bible says that we do not know the day and the hour. Not even Jesus, when he was here on earth, knew the day or the hour. He didn't know when he would come back. Not even the angels in heaven who see God face to face know when he's going to come back. But let me tell you that if the apostles thought that he would come back soon, how sooner is it now? There's less time now. There's less time you have to, there's less time to wait. The reason that God has not raptured his people yet is found in the book of 2 Peter. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's look at chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. It says, "Dear friends, do not overlook this one fact. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." Verse 9, "The Lord does not delay his promise, as some understand delay, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance." So as I told you, if you have any secret sin in your life, if you have something that you haven't that you haven't confessed to God. Now is the time. Don't wait. You don't know when the rapture is going to happen. And when that happens, you will be sorry that you missed the rapture. And you will cry out to God. The Bible says that in those times of tribulation, the people will cry out to the rocks and to the mountains, fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. People are going to cry for death. The Bible says in Revelation 9 that people are going to want to die, but they won't be able to die. People are going to want to kill themselves, commit suicide, but they won't be able to. But they're going to have to endure all the torture, all the torment, all the tribulation, all the things that are going to happen in this world. They're going to have to endure it. Right now is a chance. Do not delay. Jesus is at the door, as he said in Revelation 3:20. I am at the door and I knock. Whoever opens the door, I will come into them and I will dine with them, and he will dine with me. So accept the invitation of the Lord now. Do not wait, brothers and sisters. Let's finish off with a prayer. I thank you, Father, because you've granted me to preach your word right now, God. In the midst of all these churches closing down, God, in the midst of all this crisis that's going on, Lord, you have permitted us to have social media to be able to communicate your word, to preach your word, to spread the gospel. You said in your word in chapter 24, verse 14 of the Gospel of Matthew, that this gospel will be preached everywhere. And then the end would come. Lord, you have granted us to preach your gospel, God, through television, through radio, right now through this podcast, God, and through many other means, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will help us, God. There will be a time, Lord, that the gospel will not be available. There will be a time, God, that even the Bibles will burn, God. There will be a time when churches, right now, God, churches are closing down because of, the government and that they want, everybody to stay at home. But there will come a time, God, when the church will have to close, amen, because of persecution, because people are trying to kill, those who believe in you, Lord. There will come a time for that, God. But right now we thank you that we're still in that era of grace. We're still in that period of grace, Lord, when as your word says in Hebrews 4:16, we can come before your throne of grace, God. Amen. So we want to come before you now, Lord. I ask right now, Lord, for all those unsaved souls who are listening to this podcast. I hope, Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they understand the error of their ways and that they convert to you and that they come to you, Lord, sincerely, without any hidden sin, without any obstacles in their lives, Lord, so that they can be raptured with the church, God. I pray that we'd be ready to receive you as our King and Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless all the audience members, Lord. If they are sick or in need, that you heal them and that you bless them, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless every one of you. Stay strong and pray. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus, do it now. There's no better time but now. When Noah was telling everybody that it was going to rain, that it was going to flood, that there was going to be a flood over all the earth, everybody laughed at him. Everybody mocked him. It says, the Bible says in Matthew. Let's go there to Matthew. Chapter 24. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, as the days of Noah were, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. For in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah boarded the ark. They didn't know until the flood came and swept them all away. This is the way the coming of the Son of Man will be. In other words, everyone was doing what they did best, going about their lives ignoring the word of God. The Bible says they were eating and drinking. They were doing their everyday routines. They never expected what would come, and suddenly the flood came. So it is with this world today. People are going about their lives ignoring what God has said in his word, ignoring what the Lord has told us through his word. And they go about ignoring, they go about doing their daily routines, ignoring God, forgetting God. But all of a sudden, when the people say peace, peace, all of a sudden, well, destruction comes, says the word. So I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ to prepare yourself, to prepare yourself. You don't know when the Lord will come. No one knows. You cannot predict the date of the Lord's return. Everybody tries to predict the day of the Lord's return, but nobody is able to, because the word says that you will not, that nobody knows the day or the hour. All we have to do is wait, because he will come like a thief in the night. So I tell you, brothers and sisters, be ready. And with this, I leave off. May God bless you all, and I'll see you in the next session of the next, the next episode of this series. God bless you.